Hey, guys, we're going to continue what we've been doing leading up to training camp, and that's going around the AFC East and doing a position preview within the division. Today, it happens to be the linebacker position. Brian Coyle doing great work on thefinsiders.com, putting together a recap of the linebackers for each team. So let's do that for you right now as you look at what the Dolphins, Patriots, Jets, and Bills are going to bring to the table. For Miami, Danelle Ellerby, Cole Amisi, Philip Wheeler. New England, you got Dante Hightower, Gerard Mayo, Jamie Collins. In New York, Quinton Coples, DeMario Davis, David Harris, Calvin Pace. And in Buffalo, Keith Rivers, Brandon Spikes, Nigel Bradham, and Preston Brown kind of battling it out as they try and figure out what they're going to do with Kiko Alonso's absence. So let's, before we look around the entire AFC East, Sam, I want to ask you about this Dolphins linebacking core. What do you like from this trio? And I think the biggest question is, when they're shifting around here at different positions, can Cole Amisi excel at middle linebacker?
Well, the thing that I really like is the defensive line. I mean, everybody's coming back and they're really, really healthy, and it allows those guys to really penetrate and get their, put their ears back, and now you have these guys really allow them to do what they do best. I mean, you see the switch that you put Cole Amisi in the middle, you move Wheeler to the strong side, and you move Ellerby to the weak side. Now all of these guys are in their natural positions, and now hopefully you'll get the production that you really want. Coach Philbin has talked about this, you know, right after the season. He wanted more production. Look for Jelani Jenkins to be thrown into the mix. When he played last year, coming in and passing situation, got really, really good coverage, you know, really good on special teams, and I know he's anxious to get out there and show what he can do to be thrown into the mix as well. But I would say, when you look at Wheeler playing all 16 games, Ellerby played 15 games, and Cole Amisi started 12, played in 15 games, you're going to have four guys that you're going to be able to depend on, you know, throughout the course of the season. That means they take care of their body, they're put in situations to be successful. Now we just got to make sure when those third and shorts, when those running plays, we saw a number of times when it came third and short, they couldn't come up and they couldn't feel those things. Now having these guys in their natural position, the instincts would take over, and Willa run through that gap. He makes that tackle for a loss. He's able to come up with a couple of more interceptions. Willa able to make some forced fumbles because of his length and his instincts and being able to play. So, the thing that I really like about this is having Jelani Jenkins, Jason Trusnik, those guys backing up, because if anything happened, you still can plug and play these guys and still have a very productive linebacking core. So it's going to be fun to be able to sit and watch. I like the competition level that's going to be out there throughout training camp. You're not going to see guys out there lackadaisical and not, you know, giving their best effort, because everybody's being pushed. They're learning new positions, per se, in this scheme under Kevin Cole, and it's going to be a work in progress. But I think you're going to get a lot of good production from putting Amisi in the box now, because he's going to be able to cover that running back definitely back there in the single backfield now, versus having him out on the edge. Remember, he used to have his hand in the dirt and he used to rush the quarterback. Then we moved into a linebacker and he had to learn that position. So now it's going to be a little bit more easy when you have those guys in front of you. If they go to work, he'll be able to scrape in off the blocks and come up with those tackles, something that he's been known to do as a sure tackler in the middle of the field instead of on the outside.
So you like the depth that Miami has, that linebacker spot. John, when you look around the division, what other units stand out to you as far as their personnel is concerned?
I'm not so sure about units, but I think it's more players, you know, some individual star players, individual players on each team. You look at New England, and it's Dante Hightower. He led the team in tackles. He's just, you know, trying to elevate his game and keep elevating his game so he can be a dominant player for that defense. And I think he could be. You know, he has a little bit of a skill set where he can rush the passer from the linebacker spot. He can cover. He's definitely a sure tackler. So, and you can move him around. So that's one guy in New England I would keep my eye on. Quinton Coples for the Jets. He's another guy with David Harris and Calvin Pace, those types of guys that have played, you know, a lot of football. Quinton Coples, the younger one of that group, but you like what he brings because he can rush the passer in that 3-4 defense. You can move him around much like a Deion Jordan. You can place him on the inside, place him on the outside, a lot of variable places where offenses really have to make sure they get the right matchup when he's rushing the passer. And then for the Buffalo Bills, I think they're going to be hurt, you know, tremendously in the middle with Alonso out for the season. Brandon Spikes Sykes comes over to help solidify, but he's not the same type of playmaker. He's solid, but not the same type of playmaker like a Kiko Alonso. And then you have Nigel Bradham, a Florida State guy. You have a Preston Brown, a Louisville guy coming in to try to make an impactful presence for Buffalo Bills. But for Buffalo, as Sam said, for Miami, it's about the guys up front. If they do their job, they'll make the job so much easier for the guys behind that front seven.
And it's interesting. That seems to be a theme throughout the division. When we went over the defensive line, we were talking, wow, this is like all-stars.
That's the strength of the division.
All-stars all around, yeah. Right? And that really is a true strength, as you're saying there, John. So this linebacking play, if we want to kind of take that as an example, you're right. A lot will be dictated based on how well the guys up front play. If they play up to expectations, right, Suddenly the linebacker's jobs get easy.
Yeah, get a lot easier. And you look around the league and in our AFC as well, you know, looking from an offensive standpoint, if we're able to run the ball, and now you're talking about having Mike Wallace in the slot and they have to bite up on that run, that quick slant is going to be splitting these safeties and then nobody's going to be able to catch them. So that's why the linebacking core in our division is really, really important. You look at New England, you see the big guy in front of them that was injured last year with Will Falk, and then Brandon Spike, he leaves and goes to Buffalo. There's some really uncertainty of who's going to be the leader in these groups in the AFC. So looking at our depth, have an opportunity to have these guys play together, at least they understand the communication, and you go up into New England and with the departure of Spikes, and they try to bring in Keith Rivers, a guy that played at Cincinnati for a number of years and then went over to the Giants. You know, is he that guy that's going to come back and be that first round draft pick, or is he going to be one of those guys that's going to continue just to be at a level to where it is not getting that much production? And when you play on a New England football team, you need to be able to produce, especially when Will Fork coming off this major injury, because you don't know exactly what you're going to get.
And certainly they'll benefit from Jerod Mayo coming back to full health as well. So it's going to be fun to see what happens with this linebacker position, guys. It's also going to be fun to hear from Tristan Jones next.
Yes,
we got time
always
for quick hits with TJ in just a moment. You're watching the Finsiders on Fox Sports Florida, listening on Dolphins.com and the Finsiders Radio Network.